My name is Melissa Hogan, and I'm running for TCAP school board.
And why are you running for the school board?
I am running after quite a bit of deliberation, actually. I have been involved in the school system, helping out in various ways with the LEAP program and with the teachers. And I've just noticed a lot of need across a variety of the schools. And I had been attending a handful of school board meetings and just trying to find a way that I thought I could actually make a real difference. And after attending the committee meetings with the school board, I spoke with numerous teachers and principals and the superintendent and different parents. And I finally decided that there were definitely areas that I thought I could really impact. Just with, I guess, my ability and willingness to think outside of the box to try and come up with some creative solutions to sort of help propel TCAPs into a better spot, not just now, but for the long run especially.
Are there particular ways that you want it to change?
What I would like to see improved is more of a reconnection with the outside community. A lot of people who are intimately involved with TCAPs, like parents and grandparents and different businesses that help to support and donate TCAPs, really are pretty aware of the different needs of the school system. But many people who don't have those direct connections with TCAPs really are completely unaware of the different areas where TCAPs really could use extra support, just in the way of volunteering, time, donating to a variety of, you know, literacy programs or the music program, you know, on those levels. And I think making the needs of TCAPs more obvious to the outside community and helping to bring in the community into the school would be super helpful, not just for TCAPs, but really would benefit the community at large. So,
how do you think the board has been doing of late?
Well, I'm not involved intimately with each individual committee meeting, so I'm a little limited in my ability to sort of, I guess, give you a really good detailed answer with that. And there's been recently been some turnover as well. So, but over the last year, I think they've had a lot of struggles, and they've had a lot of outside, you know, non-typical board-related duties that have really required a lot of extra time and energy. And I'm not sure that that would have left them with a lot of time to do the things that maybe they initially intended to do.
So let's talk a bit about the circumstances in the last year. Basically, administrators made complaints that Superintendent Paul Soma was bullying them and made complaints of gender-based discrimination. Now, if you were elected to this school board, you would be one of Soma's bosses. And I wonder, how do you think that whole situation was handled by the board?
I don't know, other than the open hearing, because I did attend that. Otherwise, I'm not sure I have any intimate knowledge of how they handled it outside of that open hearing. So should I just comment on that possibly?
Yeah, I mean, so they made a choice to pursue a third-party investigation that we know publicly, which those investigations found Soma to not be responsible.
Exactly.
I guess if you could just comment on, you know, was that the right approach?
Actually, I think it was a needed approach, given the dynamics and the close-knit community that we live in. I really think it's tough to be completely objective. So I do think having an outside third party was extremely helpful, because otherwise you're having sort of people taking sides and maybe not knowing all of the details of the circumstances. Regarding what they ultimately determined, I think was a really fair statement, and it was extremely helpful in summarizing sort of in a broad way and to some degree specifically how the miscommunication and the poor communication and the poor interaction between the superintendent and the other administrators. And you can completely see from an outside point of view how everything exploded, certainly. And as far as moving forward, from what I have read, with what the superintendent gives out, these newsletters or these TCAPS news reports, and I can tell how he is now writing and the manner in which he's writing and the things that he's taking note of, that I think this did make a positive impact on him. And I think that he has heard finally, you know, what people are saying. And more importantly, to me, it appears that he is taking active steps to try to remedy that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the budget and money, because in recent years, TCAPS has had to make some cuts to balance the budget. That's included closing some schools and things like dissolving the International Baccalaureate Program. Yeah. And if TCAPS needs to save money down the road and you are a school board member, how do you think that should be done?
Well, ultimately, what I would like to do is help to reconnect TCAPS within the community and hopefully make known the different areas where TCAPS has a need. And maybe we can collaborate with outside resources to help support some of these programs so they don't have to be cut. The other thing that I would love to see happen is, at some point down the road, we have stayed at the same millage for a very long time. So there are one of two things that I hope we can focus on as a group. But Northern Michigan and TCAPS receives considerably less funding per child than downstate. And that is really disheartening. And I think if more people in the community were, number one, aware that this was happening, and number two, there was a real clear action plan put in place, which was promoted and supported within the TCAPS community. Like, how do we get this to change? Like, why is this happening? Help the community and specifically the parents understand that, number one, that we are getting considerably less money per child compared to downstate. And number two, why is it happening? And number three, what can we do to change it? To me, I think that would be something that maybe we could collectively sort of brainstorm and try and figure out a way to do this. I feel quite strongly that that has to change, but how that's going to happen, I'm not sure. So I would be looking to other people to sort of generate ideas and, you know, come up collectively. At some point, if we can't collaborate and pull funds and try to find a way to make these things happen for the children, and or if we cannot also get more funding per child, I really think those two things together could have such a huge impact on TCAPS and their ability to fund necessary programs that I'm hoping that there wouldn't have to be too many cuts in the future. I do think, you know, Paul Soma is a numbers guy, and so I think anywhere where cuts, I think those cuts have already been made to a significant degree, and I would like to not see anything else cut if possible. And maybe possibly the community at large may even consider a small bump in the millage at some point down the road to help support some of these programs as well.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know about you?
I have been involved in many, many ways with TCAPS. Volunteering, I've participated, you know, helped to coach LEAP programs, helped to, you know, pull kids out of their classrooms and work with them on math facts and reading. And I have done a tremendous amount of research on how to do a really good job as a school board member. I've attended a number of meetings. I thought the Michigan Association of School Board meeting was extremely helpful and enlightening. And it really did help solidify and define the role for me, so I knew what I was getting into. And I guess I've given it quite a bit of thought And I do feel as though I can make a really big difference.
Melissa Hogan, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Morgan. I appreciate meeting you.